My name's James Galvin, and I actually forgot to put my clicker on. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I'm a PM on what we call the Customer and Partner Success Team. So I work with developers and partners packaging, building their apps and packaging them up, and either publishing them internally or publishing them on AppSource. So to start with, I wanted to talk a little bit about what AppSource is. Both Azure Marketplace, that I'm sure probably an Azure audience, but we have two marketplaces, Azure Marketplace, or two storefronts, Azure Marketplace and AppSource. Both of those have the same back end. So when you talk about commerce, when you talk about what we do for analytics and the publishing portal, both of those are shared across Azure Marketplace and AppSource. Azure Marketplace is for the dev experience, deploys into an Azure subscription and customer tenant, where AppSource is about business applications. So this is where we're surfacing Dynamics applications, our new Power Apps applications, Power BI, as well as Office, and then standalone applications, which are built for more of the business audience. We released AppSource to market at WPC 2016, and it was released with 200 applications on it, 70 Dynamics apps and about 130 Power BI apps. Today, we're at 3,800. About 700 of those are Dynamics apps, so we went from 70 to 700. If you look across the business applications, we're just about at 1,000 applications. That's 1,900 ISVs and partners that have apps that are published into the AppSource gallery. 350 consulting offers. So about 6 months ago, we added the ability for partners to add offers on the AppSource marketplace as well. I'll be focusing the talk today, since I only have you for a few minutes, on how you package applications and then how you publish them with best practices to AppSource, more from an IP perspective or application perspective. And then the main thing, which we didn't update at this event, is the monthly active users. So how many of you guys are with like partners, ISVs, SIs, anyone? And then everyone else is more of the dev space? So AppSource really provides that single organizational view for both internal applications for a developer to post applications that their company can use, as well as if you're a partner in the audience, for you to package up applications, or if you're a consulting partner, to be able to put offers through AppSource. And the 135 million users, and I'll show you the experience, is the number of users that can access AppSource. So we put AppSource front and center in all of our business applications. So Office, Power Apps, Power BI, Dynamics, within the inline experience, how you acquire, whether it's an internal application or external application, is our AppSource marketplace. So as I was saying, we really have a single place. So if you go into AppSource, and I'll show an example of this, that there's both an organizational gallery as well as the public gallery. So if you look from the storefront perspective, there's a public gallery that I'm sure if you've ever gone to AppSource.com or gone to it or used Office and used Power BI or used Dynamics, that you can go and get an application. However, you'll also see if you go to like things like Power Apps today, you'll see an organizational gallery. So hopefully you caught some of the great sessions we've had this week about Power Apps and our new business platform. You're able to publish an application to an organizational gallery, control it with roles and security groups, and be able to have that exposed to employees in your company. So now you can build, whether it's a quick application for your team or an internal application, and expose those with an organizational gallery within AppSource, side by side all the third-party solutions that have been certified and go through our process. And if you caught the theater session two back that my colleague Smith and Omar talked about in building an application, going through a certification process and publishing on AppSource. So both of these are in the same gallery view within AppSource. So the main thing is what we're saying with 135 million users is about 50% of the acquisitions or trials of acquiring applications is done through an in-app experience. So what we want to do is surface the applications in a meaningful way. And one of the things that we're working with on the AppSource team is more of a recommended application. Anyone that goes on to AppSource and acquires an application has to be logged in with Azure Active Directory. And because of that, if you're acquiring something from our public marketplace, we know a lot about that person. That's goodness if you're one of the partners in the audience, that we can send you a great lead on who they are, what company they're with, what job role they have. But because we have all that context also, we're able to present applications to that user that are most meaningful. So if they're with a small company, if their job role is of a certain type, we're able to surface applications in a meaningful way in both the experience that they have as well as who they are and what we know about them. But the main thing is getting them the right applications at the right time for them to be more productive. So another question I get is AppSource right for me? And so AppSource is really for internal developers. If you publish applications internally, it's going to show up on AppSource. But from an external marketplace, we're working with the startup community and bringing their applications to AppSource. We're working with big industry verticals, enterprise apps, solution implementers, as well as the VC firms. What we want to do is be able to work with all of those different communities and have AppSource be the one destination for people to put their applications. And obviously, going through our curation process is we can validate that it works well with our platform. So if you're building an application that leverages Azure, Power Apps, Dynamics, Power BI embedded, Flows, what we do is we make sure during our curation process that everything works seamlessly. And I think we talked a little bit about the certification process, but we do a thorough test of that. And so what we want to make sure is that it shows up on AppSource. We have the richest gallery of applications so that users go there and find the applications that they need. If our partners, if our customers find the apps that they need there, it's goodness for them that they can get a better solution, an augmented solution with our platform. But it's also good for our partners. If our partners win, Microsoft wins, and there's just more business to go around. So it's goodness for the overall ecosystem. So the topic of this theater talk was really, so what's a best practice? So we have 3,800 offers, applications on AppSource. What's a best practice? What should we do? How should we approach AppSource? Well, in the limited amount of time, and I know we had the theater session before, it's really hard to go into how to develop an application in the amount of time, but obviously you want to have the best application out there. If we go and we look at, and I'll show you kind of an example of a best practice. But I wanted to give you kind of an in-app experience. I could have picked any one of our platform technologies, but you can see that I'm just in Power Apps, which is a platform for building business applications, that you have both an organizational view and you have an app or the third-party view. So in the in-app experience, you're able to find whatever applications. If a developer within the organization built something for the company, shared it out to a role, they would be able to be discovered in the My Organization view as well as a public view. Obviously, you've probably also gone to what it looks like from an AppSource perspective. But about 50% of the people coming in also go to AppSource, and this is what a lot of our blogs point to. It allows potential customers to go and find the applications they need based on industry, based on product type or category. So let's look at one that I really like, which is TriBridge. And if you click, if you just search on TriBridge, it's going to bring up healthcare. It actually brings up quite a few apps that they have. And you can see here that they have a couple consulting services offers and they have five applications. I'm going to click on this one, which is the Healthcare 360 one. And you can see what I really like about this offer is it's very engaging. So one thing that we want to do and what I want to focus on is you spend a lot of time developing a great application, filling in either the white space that's within Microsoft or Dynamics. You build a nice industry vertical, but then you don't spend much time on the actual offer itself with an AppSource. So, you know, if you're going to put something out there, make sure that you spend some time, look at the value proposition, make sure that it's the marketing reads well. You can see here that they have nice screenshots. They have four videos posted. They have marketing content down here on a brochure. And the main thing that I want to focus on is they offer both a free trial and a test drive. So a free trial is if a customer would click on that, what's going to happen is it's going to take that application and will be able to be installed directly into the customer's tenant. So whether that's a Power BI, a Power Apps environment, or a Dynamics environment, the customer will be able to have a trial environment, put that into their environment, be able to play with it in a sandbox environment, have it for a certain amount of time, and really see how it works within their organization. So if you clicked on the free trial experience, it would bring up this type of experience. What would you like to connect to, and what would you like to deploy this application into? Now, this is a fantastic solution for a really qualified customer. They have a Power Apps environment. They have Dynamics. They have the right permissions and security to be able to download that solution and try it out. So I really encourage you to offer this trial experience. However, oftentimes it says you don't have permissions to deploy that into your environment. Or let's say you have customers that don't necessarily have Microsoft platform licenses yet. They don't have Dynamics. They don't have Power Apps. They won't be able to experience your application other than by watching the videos. And that's the reason we created test drives. Test drive experience, and you can offer both at the same time. A test drive experience will allow you as a partner to stand up an environment, put your solution into it, configure it, put sample the data into it. You can have Power BI embedded, nice visualizations, you can have flows, you can really have a compelling experience. And what we do is Microsoft will give a potential user access to that test drive environment that you stand up for a certain amount of time. You can see here for TriBridge that their test drive duration is 2 hours. So what this allows is both a experience for someone that is really a qualified opportunity and lead that has an environment that wants to put into a sandbox, as well as for anyone that doesn't have the security rights or that environment, for them to experience the power of your application in your environment. So I went ahead and clicked on the test drive here. So again, this is a trial. And the test drive, if I clicked on it, it says you go in here. And I clicked on it a while ago just so it's ready. I go to my test drive. And you can see here, I've now clicked into the test drive for TriBridge and their healthcare system. So you can see up here, if you look at the URL, this is TriBridge's instance, their environment. So they have put the sample data in there. They put the reports. They can put Power BI embedded. They can put anything else they want, Azure components, ancillary services. They really have a compelling solution. They can add a learning path experience or a walk me experience that takes the customer through. And basically, it's the best environment for them to be able to play around with this for a two-hour time period. It also allows you, we also allow, if for some reason you don't want to have that trial experience, if you want to have a contact me experience where you're concerned about your IP or your application, we do support if you have a contact me, if you also offer this test drive experience. What we want to do is balance out the value proposition of both, you know, our developers and partners, but also for our customers to be able to get an experience. So you can see TriBridge built a rich, deep application. Again, best practice. Right now, we develop platform technologies within Microsoft. We really encourage either filling in our white space opportunities or to be able to deliver industry applications like this one to the healthcare space. So you can see here that they've offered a complete solution. Again, in the interest of time, I can't go through all of this, but they've got dashboards, patient search, workflow. Basically, what this allows is healthcare practitioners to come up with the next best action for a patient. So what should they do based on this person's come in, they're due for a test or a medical exam, and what we should do to as a next action on this. Now, obviously, you're building something on AppSource. If you are one of the partners, it's about to get lead information and to grow your business. So we try to make it as easy as possible. I work on a team that provides the platform technologies, the certification, provisioning solution, but also the onboarding and support team. So we want to make it as easy as possible for you, but we realize that whether you're developing on our platform or publishing an app source, that there's an expense involved. The expense isn't a monetary expense, it's completely free, but there's an expense in your time. And we want to make sure that if you put the time into it, that you get the right leads and the right business. So we do have, if you look across Microsoft, any of our programs, whether it's our Microsoft Partner Network, and we have a new ISV competency coming out, where AppSource is the gateway to being able to get into the new ISV competency. It'll get you a silver categorization for our ISV competency. If you want to partner with Microsoft closely, if you want to get on our solution maps and the coveted co-sell relationship, AppSource is the way to do that. The reason is we want to make sure that it's visible to our customers, as well as it goes through our certification curation process to make sure that it's free of security vulnerabilities, you're using best practices, you're using the SDK appropriately, that it installs, and most importantly, uninstalls if a customer wants to remove it. And we really do the full functional software verification testing to make sure that your application works. And so it's not just a visibility, but we want to make sure that if you're building on our platform, that we do this. And I know previous theater session, we have a new pre-certification tool, a best practice tool, and you can use that during your dev process and make sure that's free of vulnerabilities, and then you hit the publishing experience. So I think we talked a little bit about it. So what's the next step? Essentially what you do is you create your application, and then let's just look at, this is the partner portal. So I'll talk a little bit about the best practices in a second, and I'll end on that. But the first step is when you go and you say you want to list on AppSource, that you would be sent in my way. We'd have a call. I would take you through the process for make sure you built the best application that you're using, whether it's a plugin or a workflow. We give you some guidance on best practice for developing your applications. And then once you're ready to publish your application or your managed solution, we give you access to the Cloud Partner Portal, which is what you see here. So let's just look for customer engagement. And you can see that I'm just looking at, this is, I won't show TriBridge due to confidentiality, but this is an application built by Microsoft Labs, or a coaching application. If we go here, you can see the offer settings. Again, I think we talked about this in the previous theater session. The technical information, this is where you'll ascribe what products does this use. And this is the area you'll actually put your managed solution in a blob location for the certification service to pull and do our testing on. Once you go through, you put the name of your package, availability of where you want it, test drive, again, where I was describing with the test drive, where if you stand that up, it's an optional component, but if you click yes here, basically it's a really simple process for establishing a relationship between Azure AD. You create a service account that provisions the user into your environment and then deprovisions them in case of TriBridge after 2 hours. So it's a fairly quick process. You can stand that up in about a half hour of just putting some configuration settings, and then you have a test drive in addition to the trial experience within AppSource. In the storefront details, this is where you'll put your marketing information. So again, that value proposition, what categories you're in, what your release date is, your logos, your videos, your marketing content, and your lead information. So we write the lead information for when someone clicks the try experience directly into your CRM instance. So it can be Salesforce, Marketo, Dynamics, obviously, or we can just write as a CSV or into Azure Tables, as well as we have a generic endpoint. So however you want to consume your leads, we encourage you to set that up. And then what you would do would be to hit the publish button. Once you hit publish, you'll see your status, and you can see that it'll take you through, and we'll checkbox each of these as your application goes through the publishing process. You can see that we're pretty quick here, 15 minutes, 2 hours. The main thing we talk about is a certification pass. We have here an SLA of 15 days. I can tell you we're usually a lot less than that. However, it depends on the complexity of your application and if we require a demonstration of the product, if it has a companion web service or SaaS application to it. Generally, that's kind of setting up the meeting with you guys to see a full demonstration of your product if it's a rich application. Once it goes through all of this, you'll get a preview link, which will have the application staged for you to view. You can deploy it into an environment, you can test your test drive, you can look at the marketing content, make sure everything's formatted. Once you're ready to go live, You just hit the go live button, and it goes out through the various data centers around the world, and it's available. And then immediately the lead service kicks in, and you start receiving the leads on it. In addition, once you go live, and again continuing with the coaching app, you'll also in the Cloud Partner Portal be able to click on Insights Web Analytics, and you can see for this coaching app, you'll get full analytics on your application. So in addition to getting the leads sent into your CRM system with things like the email, the phone number, first name, last name, company name, job role of who's actually trying this, you get web analytics and you can run campaigns. You can run campaigns which say how many people came in from this referral URL, clicked on the website, clicked on the videos, and then did a trial experience. And again, you'll be able to see things like the campaign user information, and then if you have a trial and a test drive, what the distribution is between that. One of the interesting things that I'd like to note is we also last year put the Office Store is now part of AppSource. So if you go to Office 365 and you log in through Office 365 and try one of your applications, you can see that, and this is real data for this Microsoft Labs, that about, 25% or so of the leads coming in are directly from the Office experience. So they came in through Office 365, clicked your app, and then acquired it. So we're really getting a positive buzz of the number of users, which are cross-pollinating and trying a Power BI or Power Apps or Dynamics application, as well as one of the Office applications. So I think when initially we folded the two stores, I was like, well, is there really an overlap? Are people just trying to find SharePoint applications? But you really do see a lot of people, I want to build a Power App. It's using a SharePoint list as a back end. I want to find that application, and they're finding it through the Office experience. The last thing I wanted to touch on was, well, first off is, it's all about success. So I was showing you guys the TriBridge example, the healthcare 360. Ultimately, it's great that you haven't, you built a great application, it's available, but it's all about, surfacing it. So this is, a recovery, assisted in recovery healthcare company, which acquired the TriBridge solution and found the solution through AppSource. And this is the kind of motion that we want to tie together. We want customers to use Microsoft, use our platform, but also more importantly, if you're a developer or a partner, be able to acquire those technologies and really provide that matchmaking service. And so this is really a great example of a healthcare practice, finding applications through AppSource, working with TriBridge and deploying it. And that's just a win for Microsoft and a win for you guys. So I know I'm over, so I just want to end with the best practices since I think that's what the session was on. Again, I try to show the TriBridge because I like showing a real example, videos, marketing content. Essentially, there's four steps. If you're new to kind of partnering with Microsoft, the first thing is you want to envision what your application should be. So obviously, we want you building a compelling, deep, rich integration. So focus on differentiation. And that's one of the things is our marketplace is still relatively new. If you search on AppSource and you don't find much there for what you want to build, that's great. Also, we encourage you to reach out to our team. There's areas we'll guide you to building an application, as well as industry solutions are a focus of ours, meaning we want to target them and we want to use your guys' applications to help fill in some of our industry verticals like healthcare that we showed before. Go for the deep integration. So, look at the floor out here. You're probably overwhelmed with just the release notes and what we're doing at Build. Focus on using Azure, using Power Apps, Power BI, Flows, Dynamics. Build a deep, rich, integrated solution and application, and those are the ones which are going to get the most value for us and value for our customers. But again, you can develop a small app, put your toe in the water there, make sure that AppSource and Microsoft and what you're building on the platform is right, and then you can build more applications on that. Like I showed the TriBridge example, they have 5 or 6 apps. So after you kind of have your, what your spec is, you have the user stories that you want to tell, the next is building. So again, in the time period I can't talk about, use the best practices. We have great documentation. We have a great SDK, great samples. Build your application. But then as you get and you start looking to, if you want to publish this on AppSource, think about the user stories for your trial. So what type of trial do you want to offer on AppSource? If you're going to also offer a test drive, which we encourage, do you want to carve out a user scenario? If you only have them for 2 hours, how do we how do you give the customer the best experience where they can use it for an hour and then follow up with that lead to be able to sell them more, sell them on the full solution? The next is publishing. Again, I can't tell enough, as you're going to spend a lot of time developing the actual application. Spend a few minutes, work with your marketing team. The Cloud Partner Portal, you can have as many users as you want, so you can have marketing personas in there as well as developers. Focus on that because you want a compelling hook when you have your offer of the videos, the brochures, everything else. Certification. Certification is there for you guys as well. So most of the partners and developers I speak with love having that certification service. It's completely free. We have a new code analyzing tool for you to put your package in, for us to give you a report back on the different issues. So look at those issues. Anything in the high or critical category, we're going to require that you guys fix before we publish your offer. But there's also medium errors. And those are things where it's maybe like, yeah, we saw you did it this way. You might want to think about doing a lookup this way because it'll be more increase the performance of your application. So really look at the report that we give you and fix the ones that you can, even the ones in the medium category. And use our new code analyzing tool to build, test, go back, fix the errors, build, test. And you can do that even before you enter the publishing process. And then promote. So again, AppSource is about getting your app as front as many people as possible. I really encourage you to look at the MPN competencies. We have a new one that we're going to be talking a lot about at Inspire, an ISV competency in MPN for the partners in the room. Leverage those. You also, new is that when you go onto AppSource, you get free go-to-market services. So our go-to-market co-marketing team will reach out to any new application that goes on to AppSource and give you co-marketing, doing blog releases, potentially a joint press release, how you can get the most out of your listing and engage with our field. So leverage all those free resources when you have it. And the last point before I end is integrate it into your CRM system. So when you get that lead information, follow up with them. Have a great nurture stream. Contact them when they've done the trial. Contact them when your trial ends. Encourage them and nurture them along the way and engage appropriately. And in ending, the call to action is if you have a business app or idea, the main form we have right now is off the AppSource page. You can list an app or list a consulting offer. As soon as you click that, it's a short form. It goes into our team, and we arrange a call with you, talk about your application. Even if you just want to talk about you have an idea, we'd love to hear from you. With that, I think I'm a little bit over, but I want to thank you for your time. Thanks. Bye.